CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here to introduce us to a puzzle about Boca Chica and Starship and Super Heavy. Bob, a very good evening to you. You have an announcement on Behind the Black website from the FAA about a postponement. What is the postponement, and do we know why? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. We actually have two stories about the FAA and SpaceX's effort to develop and build its Starship Super Heavy and fly missions out of Boca Chica. The first story has to do with a new environmental impact statement that the FAA is doing for SpaceX at Boca Chica. Both SpaceX wants to increase its launch rate there from 5 launches per year, 5 to 9, I think, to 25 launches per year. The previous impact statement only gave them permission to do a limited number of launches. I think it's 5, it might be 9, but it's limited the number of launches. So SpaceX is requested to do up to 25 launches per year as they develop Starship Super Heavy. They got to do a lot of launches, and they're prepared to do that. So the FAA announced it was going to do a new environmental assessment of the site to see if it could do such a thing. And as part of that, they need to have public meetings for the public to comment. And interestingly enough, less than a week before those meetings, the FAA announced it's canceling those public meetings. It announced about 2 weeks ago what the dates and where you could go, and you could also do it on Zoom and like online. They're going to have a Zoom meeting. And then suddenly, over the weekend, they canceled those meetings completely. They still allow people to comment electronically or by mail, but the actual public meetings, which have to happen regardless to get the assessment finished, have been canceled with no date set. Why did they cancel? We have no idea. But this does mirror what the situation was in 2021-22 when the FAA was reviewing the previous environmental reassessment of Boca Chica site. They kept delaying their not meeting their own deadlines. They'd say at the beginning of the month, we'll have the new state assessed. We'll have the meetings at the end of the month. They would then cancel and say, we'll do them next month. And then they'd say, we're going to have the assessment finished at the end of the month. And they'd say, no, next month. And this went on for 6 months, delays. And then once the assessment was done, there still was almost a six-month additional delay giving launch license to SpaceX. So this is mirroring that delay process. Similarly, I looked at SpaceX on August 8th announced in an X tweet that they were ready to launch Starship Super Heavy on the next test flight, the fifth test flight. They were ready to fly on August 8th. Well, it is now, we're now a week later, and guess what? They still haven't launched. And why haven't they launched? Because they still have not gotten from the FAA a launch license. They're waiting regulatory approval, and the FAA has got all the information it should have from SpaceX about whether what happened on the previous flight, and what should happen next. And yet, nothing's happened. Now, it is possible the delay here is because SpaceX has told the FAA it wants to attempt a chopstick capture of Super Heavy at the launch pad using the chopsticks on the tower as it comes down. And that would be a major change in the flight plan from the previous flight. And it could be the FAA has to review that really, really carefully. They have no qualifications to do that, but they have to review it very, very carefully. And they have to be their fears have to be eased by SpaceX, but that takes time. And so that could very well be the issue. It also could be just simply the FAA is taking a long time to retype the investigation that SpaceX completed more than a week ago. And so we just have to wait. But either way, FAA red tape is stalling SpaceX and Super Heavy at Boca Chica in ways that are disturbing, John, and could really make very long delays in the program.
A few details. This is an environmental assessment, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. This is not an investigation of an accident, which has happened heretofore.
We actually have two different things going on. With the environmental assessment for increasing the launch rate at Boca Chica, it's an environmental impact. It's to see if that launch rate will hurt the environment. We know it won't. From Kennedy, we know it won't, but they have to do that. They have to dot the I's and cross the T's. But there is an investigation of mishap because the previous test flight didn't go perfectly. It was a test flight. It was an engine test flight. It actually went amazingly well, almost perfectly, but not everything worked perfectly. And so SpaceX investigated what didn't work. It instituted changes. It told FAA everything that it did. And now the FAA has to do its own investigation, which is nothing more than retyping what SpaceX did. But nonetheless, that is an investigation of a mishap. And so the FAA is looking into it and looking into it and looking into it.
But this postponement is environmental.
That's correct. The postponement of those public meetings has to do with the environmental impact statement.
And the environmental impact statement would be affected theoretically by increasing the launch rate. That's in the future.
If the FAA has released its draft of the environmental assessment, and its draft seems to say it's okay with increasing the launch rate. But that doesn't mean that the assessment is finished. It's not approved yet. Coast Guard and Fish and Wildlife have to give input, and Fish and Wildlife especially is not.
I'm reasoning that nothing has happened yet.
That's correct.
So their environmental assessment is based upon speculation, not factual.
The operational environmental assessment is the one that was issued in 22 that allows SpaceX to do a limited number of launches under certain restrictions.
Right.
And so they can do test flights based on that when they get launch licenses. They don't get the launch license as fast as they'd like. But that's what is the operational assessment. This new one would have to do with having more launches down the road.
All right, we move to NASA, the Inspector General, who has over the years, to my memory, different people in the job, been very unhappy with NASA's performance. This time, it's not just NASA, it's Boeing, which is a troubled company. What is the issue, Bob?
Yes, Boeing is building for NASA a new, more powerful upper stage for its SLS rocket. It was supposed to be completed in 22, for about $1 billion. It is now not going to be completed and ready until 27 for a cost of almost $2.8 billion. That's a 3 times the cost. And Boeing is building it for NASA, this upper stage. And so the Inspector General of NASA did an analysis, and it basically blasted Boeing's management and operations at its McLeod facility in Louisiana, saying everything is bad. The training's bad. The workforce is bad. The standards are bad. The quality control is bad. It was a blasted report. These are the same kind of quality control problems that have plagued Starline, and they're the same kind of problems that had NASA in 2020 announce that Boeing's bid to provide cargo to Luna Gateway was so bad that NASA decided in 2020 it will no longer consider future Boeing bids until the company straightens it out. So this IG report is not about a new bid. It's about one that was already existing in 2020, and it's not going well. It's going badly, and it's just part of the same story at Boeing, and it's really terrible that even in 2020 NASA told Boeing, you got problems, you got to get them fixed. And it appears now in 24 they have not fixed any of those problems, John.
Stepping aside from government work, we move to private space. SpaceX has an engine that is from the future. Where did they get it in the future? Do they have a time machine at SpaceX?
I think they go back in time, and it's old-fashioned American ingenuity. That's how they do this. They're not in the future. They're going back to what Americans used to do routinely. But this is actually a very hilarious story. Musk, early this month, proudly posted on X a picture of SpaceX's new Raptor 3 methane-fueled engine. This is the Raptor engine is the one they use on Starship Super Heavy. This is now the third iteration of that engine. And the picture is astonishing because this engine is really simple looking. And how they did this is really remarkable engineering. But what was hilarious about the story is the CEO of ULA, Tory Bruno, then responded by saying, well, you know, it looks really good. You guys do really good work, but you don't have to post a picture. You don't have to exaggerate how good you are by posting a partially assembled engine as part of this post. And both Elon Musk and Gwynne Shotwell, the CEO of SpaceX for Musk, then responded by posting images of this engine during test firing. And as Gwynne Shotwell said, works pretty good for a partially assembled engine. In other words, this engine is so well built and so advanced that the CEO of SpaceX's biggest competitor, rocket company, did not understand what he was looking at. They have incorporated much of the piping into the structure of the engine itself to remove parts and also to cool the engine properly. And it's just brilliant engineering. And as Musk said, it's a work of art. And I agree with that. But it shows how advanced SpaceX is. They are so good that the CEO of another rocket company doesn't even recognize the quality of the work.
SpaceX has a new Dragon capsule private mission. Is this private?
That's correct. This is a new private mission, John. This week they announced that a new four-person commercial mission is being financed by a Chinese-born cryptocurrency entrepreneur, probably a billionaire, named Shen Wang. And he's going to take with him a polar explorer, a robotic expert, and a filmmaker on him. They're friends, and they met on a ski trip, actually, and they're all going to go together on this several-day mission in orbit, not docking to ISS, but they're going to make this mission different in that they're going to circle the poles of the Earth. No human mission has ever done that before. All the missions have generally been across the mid-latitudes or the equator. The highest latitude any manned mission ever did was like 65 degrees. They're going to go 90 degrees over the poles, and that's going to be interesting. And they hope to launch before the end of the year, though that date is not firm, and we could expect a delay. But this is a private mission. SpaceX basically is beginning to run its own business here. This is the third private mission. It's going to fly by that time.
So line up for tickets. I understand. Axiom. You like Axiom, the way it runs things. It's delaying. Why, Bob?
Yes, this is Axiom's next commercial manned mission, kind of comparable to SpaceX's Dragon mission, but it's going to dock to ISS. And only about a week ago, they announced the last crew member, and this is going to be a mission with four people on board. They're going to have Peggy Whitson, a former NASA astronaut as the command, who now works for Axiom, and they're going to have three passengers, and they're all government employees from India, Poland, and Hungary. This is an international mission they put together. So these three countries are paying Axiom to fly this mission, and it's going to dock with ISS and be up there for about a week. They were going to do it before the end of this year, actually in October of this year, but they've now announced that they're going to delay the mission until next year, pending required inter-agency approval processes. Now, it could be there's a lot of training that has to go into these astronauts because they only made the final decision on one of them a few weeks ago. But I think there's also a complicated bureaucracy involved because you've got three different nations. You got NASA at ISS, and you got NASA's partners at ISS. They all got to be part of the negotiation of flying this mission. And I think that could be a contributing factor to this delay. And it contrasts starkly with SpaceX's Dragon mission I just mentioned. They announced the Dragon mission this week, and they're flying, and they hope to fly in 3 months. This mission, Axiom, has been on the books for about a year, and it's going to get delayed, and I think bureaucracy has part of it to do it. This is why Dragon doesn't dock with ISS.
Authority, Bob. Does the FAA approve of the humans who are going into space? They have to pass qualifications, something like that?
That's a good question, John. It might. According to the 2004 Space Amendments Act, yes, FAA has to approve the medical qualifications of any passenger going into space. But there's questions about whether they do that or not. And I think right now they have enough problems on their hands, so they don't have the time to deal with it, so they don't do much.
So if you're associated with the word billion, you probably don't have a thorough examination.
Or they do it, but they do it and they automatically say, yes, you're good to go.
Got it.
I will point out that anyone who flies here, all the private missions have been very careful to pick people who are qualified to go into space. They don't pick overweight, unhealthy people. They pick people who could be astronauts in a normal situation. And most human beings could be. It's just they pick qualified people.
All right. We've got Rocket Lab, another company you favor. It's got a new rocket engine. For what?
This is a new rocket engine. It's a more powerful engine. It's called the Archimedes engine, and this is going to be used on their new Neutron rocket, which is a more powerful rocket designed to compete with SpaceX and others. The rocket they use now, the Electron rocket, is very small and is used for small sats, CubeSats, that kind of thing. This rocket would be for more full-size satellites in larger orbits, and therefore compete with SpaceX and others. It's a very unique design. I got a picture on the space station because on my website, because the upper stage doesn't really have a shell. It actually sits, the whole stage engine sits inside the fairing of the rocket. And that way they can reuse more material and simplify coming back. Because the design of this is to come back with the first stage landing vertically. They hope to launch next year. They've now tested the rocket engine, developed it very, very fast. And so they're getting close to doing it. The rocket engine is the most important thing of any new rocket. And they've got the rocket engine now.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. We're coming back with news from the 16th century here in the 21st century. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.